pray for us. Bless us. We thank the Lord for salvation tonight.
Yes, amen.
The greatest gift that man would ever receive in the flesh. Salvation.
Amen.
God gave him a soul. He came into this world, that soul was clean. God expects us to return it back to him just like he gave it to us. May the Lord bless our hearts tonight.
Yes.
We thank the Lord for the mercy of God this day. We coming down to the time, it looks like when you first start, it's slow. Days don't come so fast. When you go to getting over halfway, I go to feeling sad because it's getting close, I have to go home now. Not because I got to go home, but the meeting's going to play out. Right?
Yes.
Met the fine young saints out here in Bakersfield, California, from the other areas. Saw some blessings upon the congregation here. We trust the Lord will bless us all tonight. Because every one of us today is nearer eternity than we have ever been before. Eternity is very close. We see all the signs of the times pointing to the second coming.
Yeah.
Things that are happening all around us here and there, fulfilling of the time. And the Son of Man is sure it won't be long. He'll step down off his seat of mercy. Then he will become a stern judge. I'm not going to ask how many of us been in jail or been before a judge. I don't need to know. But I'll tell you, it's all business when you go in there. And that bailiff says, wrapped that gavel down and says, let everybody ride. The judge is coming in. He comes in without a smile. There's no playing in there. So may God bless us and help us out tonight. God whom we serve is the judge of all the earth. And even Adam will be there. The last baby that born, he'll be there. All down through time. It's not your, but I'll be there myself. I'm going to have to stand before God myself. And we realize as we stand here tonight, my heart is kind of trembling, fearing a little bit, and I feel that funny gut feeling, as they call it. And may God bless us. There have been some awful high marks been made, and I hope I can reach up there somewhere close to them. And we're going to start off with, what is your life? What is your life?
Yes.
So we realize there's a song, something about life is just a vapor.
Yes.
Soon we'll lay these bodies down. Get that for me, Brother Cox. And find, I would get that second verse, I believe. Life is just a vapor. You know, a vapor don't last very long.
No.
Get out early in the morning, you see it across the fields and lots and valleys here and there, but as soon as the sun brings up those rays upon that vapor, it's gone. We don't know what happened to it, but it left, went out of sight. All right?
We shall not abide forever.
We will not stay here forever. Don't get that in our hearts. You know, the devil, God told me one time, oh, I'm going to live a long time. I said, yes, if God permits. I hope you live a long time, and I hope in that length of time you'll get a hold of God somewhere in there. Let him be your dread and let him be your fear.
Yes, Lord.
Because we'll face the one that inhabits eternity the minute we leave him. And he's a Savior tonight. Merciful Savior, great High Priest, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Judge of all the earth. And mercy has just got plenty of mercy pouring out tonight. Even got his hand stretched out. Come, won't you come? Beckoning. But then when the judge comes in with his splendor and his beauty, as they say, it'll all be business. I walked in a courtroom one time. It wasn't so bad, but I had to be there. And forgot and left my cap on, walking in and sat down. The judge said, get that thing off of your head. I said, yes, sir. I forgot all about I had it on.
He didn't smile. He didn't do nothing. Just sit there and look.
This God whom we serve, now this God, this judge we're talking about here on the earth, can be swayed under conditions. You take a lawyer. If he's a 33rd degree Mason, and that judge is a 33rd degree Mason, and that lawyer has a client, he's going to come out easy because he may come out scot-free. I known a man one time was whipping and maybe killed a man and come out just free. It's like nothing ever happened. But I'm going to tell you something. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ to give an account of the deeds done in this body, your body, my body, with every secret thing. There's a lot of things hid around. People slip around and they do this thing. They slip around and do that thing and nobody see me. But that great judge of all the earth, he said his eyes are running to and fro throughout the whole earth, beholding the evil and the good. And we shall not abide forever. Read on that song, brother.
In this gloomy veil of tears.
Amen.
For our life shall at the longest only last a few short years.
Amen.
Then we'll fly away to glory at our Father's own right hand. Help to sing redemption's story with the blood-washed angel band.
That's the one that has kept the covenant with God. That doesn't mean everybody. Mm-hmm. It would be nice if it was. It's for you. But God knows when he died, everybody was not going to get saved. He knows everything. Nothing escapes his attention. But he shed enough blood on Mount Calvary that all men could be saved. Willing, not willing that any should perish.
Amen.
But that all should come to repentance. But all is not coming. May the Lord help us out. Dear old saint back home. Young woman, not old saint. She's given up. She's two sisters, blood sisters, and both of them got saved. Both of them turned and went back. And on a Monday morning, I was down there at this lady's house talking with her. Brother Luther, I'm going to get saved. I ain't going to leave you lost. I said, time is running out. I left home that Monday and went out a little ways down towards the Toledo, Ohio. And a lady had some vents she needed to put on her house. And I was up on the house. Putting those vents in. My wife came running out the back door. She said, Mamie is gone. I said, no. Yes, she is. She went in the washroom to comb her hair and had called her brother to come take her to the grocery store. And before he could get from Byruna Avenue to over East Avenue, she'd already gone. Went out without a notice. That's a very, very fearful condition. She could have repented after I left there. I don't know. But I know one thing. There are a lot of people. The devil will lead them on and kind of soothe things over and bless them and go on. I got plenty of time. The crowd, the Lord said, I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. But the enemy, that old thief, that old serpent, that old slimy spirit, he came but for to steal, to kill, and destroy.
Yes.
And the Bible says in the book of Genesis, he's the most subtle beast in the field. Very slick, very slimy, underhanded, quietly doing his devilish work, making no fuss, but he's still working. He came but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Get your Bibles, let's read a little bit. Lord, what number is that song, brother?
361.
I'd like to have that. There's something else I want to refer to. May the Lord help us out tonight. Because time almost flows like a river vast. While age on age it is borne to the sea. Down this stream we have come at last. To see time end in eternity. Every one of us will come to that place. Job mentioned something about not hiding my sin like Adam. There are people who are hiding their sins tonight, but I'm going to tell you, bless your soul. God sees every precious thing. There's nothing hid from him. Absolutely nothing. We left home one time, was going to Dallas, Texas for a revival. And we woke up about 2 o'clock in the morning.
We're going to leave out pretty early.
Wet, heavy snow was just falling hard. We crawled back into bed and woke up again about 5 o'clock, and I could see that snow that was stuck on the window about real thick was sliding down. I said, oh, it's getting warm now. We can go. I said, we won't call anybody. Just a little, we'll call them after we get to Tulsa. We'll call back. But as we went past a certain house up there, an old lady was up standing in the door looking. We didn't see her. She saw us. She said, there go the Brunas. We called back everybody in town. We should have known we was gone. They knew it because they already told them. Which goes on to show you, I don't care what time you go out into the streets, what time you ramble around, what time you do your dirty work, or what time, whatever you're doing, good work or dirty work, somebody gonna see you that know you. There's a God that is standing, what they say, in heaven's door. He's looking the universe over. He sees each martyr with a searching eye. You can't do wrong and get by. God see you. I trust that the Lord will touch somebody's heart tonight. Let's get your Bible. Somebody get James 4 and 14 for us.
4 and 14.
Hebrew 9. Well, I can quote that one. That's the easy one. Let's see here. St. John 3 and 7. Just those two verses.
3 and 7.
And Isaiah 1 and 18.
Isaiah 1 and 18.
Hebrews 12 and 22.
Hebrews 12 and 22.
Psalms 48, 2.
Psalm 48, 2.
And Ecclesiastes 7, 17.
Ecclesiastes 7, 17.
Now, the word of the Lord is not to entertain you and I. The word of the Lord comes to you and I, comes to our hearing, to shake you up, pull the cover off everything that's wrong, and then let you see it, give you a chance then to fix it. That's what the word of God is for. Is to pull the cover off a wrongdoing. It's not to entertain and have you a whole lot of funny this and funny that. But it's to show you the serious side of life. I warn you about you're going to have to leave here. And sometime we wait. But the Lord is going to outwait every one of us. We can wait as long as we please. He'll outwait you. And in so many words, I'll see you at the judgment bar when you come before me. I'll be the one that'll hear your case. I'll be there. Used to be an old song 50, 60 years ago. They used to sing, there's a test you're going to have to stand in the judgment. Brother, sister, nobody can stand it for you. You're going to have to stand it for yourself.
Amen.
You're going to have to ask for your doings yourself, how you done.
Yes,
and if we have lived and pleased God along life's journey and stayed with Him, done it, just done everything He told you to do, entered into an agreement with Him, and kept your end of the covenant, He's surely going to keep His.
Yes.
And when it comes to the end of your journey, you'll be able to say, oh, joyful day. Because I've been faithful. My soul has been faithful to God. Oh, joyful day to the faithful soul who walks with Christ in His purity.
Yeah.
Life's battle fought, victory won. We can shout from time to eternity.
Yeah.
Shout, oh, soul of mine, because I have rest. Sanctified life is nothing but a life of rest. Rest, peace, and rest from the devil and his works. And it keeps you satisfied.
Yeah.
It keeps you, it's kind of self-sustaining. The more you love God, the more He'll pour into grace, and the more grace He pours in, the more you want. You get greedy after it. And you can't wear Him down. He'll just keep on pouring in the grace. He'll never be in a hurry. You can't rush Him, but He will be there on time every time. He will never be late when the saints of God, when you need Him, He'll be there.
Amen.
I'm your Father. That cause I want you to come out from among them. Be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I'll receive you. You shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty, and I'll be your God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. There's nothing over beyond God. They get in trouble sometimes. People do it. They appeal the case on, they appeal it on, they finally get up to the Supreme Court. That they turn them down, then you're done. But what I'm saying is there's the domestic court, and there's the municipal court, and there's the just on and on and on. But when you come to the place where God turns you down, leave him alone. We've lost it all. It'd been better that we had not been born. Life is serious. It's very serious. The way we live is just the way we'll be over on the other side when we leave here. You can't die any better than you live. May God bless our hearts tonight to build a foundation that will not crack under the storms. No building is any stronger than its foundation. You get a bad foundation under a building, I don't care how much you put up here, you'll see them jagged cracks running along the wall. You go to shut the door, and it's hitting the top and hitting at the bottom, dragging. But if you put a good foundation under that building, like it should be, the storms of life will come against it, it'll stay there. I believe it says, if any man come unto me and hear these things of mine, and do them. He didn't stop it here. And do them. I'll show you to who that man is like. He's likened unto a man to build a house. He dig deep, and he laid a foundation upon a rock, bedrock. And the winds blew, the floods came, the storms beat up on that house, and couldn't shake it. Why? Because it was founded on a rock. My hope is built tonight on nothing less than Jesus' blood and his righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All right, whoever had that James 4:14, you might read that for us. For you know not. Huh? That's well enough. That's well enough. How many times have we said, well, I got to go to San Francisco tomorrow. I have some business. I got to go to Fresno. Or down here, these other places down here. Los Angeles. I got to go down. I'm supposed to be down tomorrow at 9 o'clock. And sometimes we make those sayings and don't say if the Lord will. Forget about him altogether. But it's real good if we would say the Lord's will. We'll do thus and thus. We ought to honor God in everything. All of our doings. All of our actions. Put him first. And if you put him first, the thing will work out right. But if you don't put God first in your operation, something is going to go wrong, going to foul up. What is your life? Your very existence. The reason why you're here tonight, because you're alive. You're not dead. You have physical life. In him, we live, we move, we have our being. Now, he's good enough unto you and I to give us this breath and breathe. I told a man one time, I was with one of the other saints, and he told me. He said, Mr. Hackenberg, you ought to be thankful to God for what you have. Man done got rich, started out with nothing. Wealthy, got rich. He said, I ain't thanking God for nothing. These muscles here got what I got. Biggest teeth there. Oh, I was scared for him myself. Because, you know, one time over home, back during World War II, a man made a bad gesture like that against God, and lightning struck him and knocked him dead outright. And it went out and he didn't come back. And one has happened the same thing down where Brother Kimball is. I got an article in one of these books here now somewhere. This lawyer had his lawyer friends and friends, and they were out on that Lake Pontchartrain fishing, and he made a bad remark about if there be a God, thus and thus. He was struck with lightning and knocked out of that boat, and there wasn't a cloud in the sky, nowhere. We don't play with God, children. He is not to be played with. You want to play with something, get you some toys or some marbles or your shoes or something to play with. Don't play with God. Because God is not to be played with. He's all business. Now, and what he's doing is, things happen to someone that you might fear. What is your life? You're depending upon God to give you that little breath that you're breathing in and out. And if he would shut that off, you wouldn't be here very long. And in him we live, we move, and have our being. He giveth life to everything. All right. Your life. Life is uncertain. And death is sure. You didn't come here to stay. This is just a place to get ready so you can go there to your home. To your everlasting home. You come through this life, you come in here, every little baby I've ever seen, real small baby, he had his fist balled up. Every person I've seen after when he passed, his hands were wide open. They were either here, or they were down by his side. Wide open. We brought nothing into this world. And it is certain we can carry nothing out. And God bless us that we're better off if we don't hold to these things.
Amen.
And act as if we're going to be here from now on. Because God tells you and I, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself.
Yes.
Yourself is the worst enemy you got. Yourself in your flesh, yourself. And the scripture tells you right in the beginning, let him go, let him deny himself. Go and sell what you got. You know tonight what we have on hand, every one of us.
Yes.
We know whether it's all right or whether it's not right. Every one of most of us in here are adults. We've got a lot of bunch of children in here. But we know right from wrong. And thank God, God has given us a warning, given us ample time that we can get ready, stay ready, and be ready when the call comes. Because there will come a call, and you may not answer if it comes from downtown. But if it comes from the heaven above, when that call comes, you will go.
That's right.
May the Lord help us out today.
Yes.
Because time moves on with solemn footsteps.
Yes.
All right. Was it John 3:37, I believe it was?
Jesus answered and said unto him,
mm-hmm.
Verily, verily, I say unto thee.
Truly, truly, I mean business, I say unto you now.
Except a man be born again,
mm-hmm.
he cannot see the kingdom of God.
Hold it just a minute. He cannot even see the kingdom. Imagine trying to get into something and can't see it. Remember those people when they went down and tried to break Lot's door down and the angel smitten them with blindness? They fumbled around out there all night long out there in the yard and out in the streets and fields and was in such thing and couldn't even find the door to the house. They were blind. Except you be born again. Repent. Get tired of sin first. First thing is to realize I'm lost. That's number one. Then if a person is lost, the next thing he ought to know, how can I get out of this place? I've been lost in the forest at night. It is a terrible looking feeling. It's a terrible feeling. Your mind gets confused. And don't let it be by a running stream of water. It looks like you're on the other side. Every time you come see that water, it looks like to you you're on the other side. You know you don't suppose to be over there. And if it's cloudy, that's worse yet. If the stars are shining, you couldn't lose me in the forest at night. I could tell a little distance, the northwest, east, south, by the stars. But I've been lost out in the forest when it was cloudy, and I didn't know what to do. I went by myself for several hours. So we finally, we stood there, and we would wonder. Well, we came a certain, we'd backtrack ourselves a bunch again, and finally come out somewhere, we'd recognize where we was. But it's a terrible thing. All right, now. If we are lost in Egypt's dark night tonight, if you think the forest is dark, this is a darkness that's so dark it can't even be comprehended with the natural mind. You say, well, I'm in the dark. I'm lost. Where is your hope, poor sinner? What are you going to do? What is it? Hope is a God-given anchor, lavished, just given freely on you. If it is fixed in the Savior, on that bright shore you'll land. I don't have that right. I missed
it.
If it's in you still linger,
yeah.
Said is your end.
Yes. There'll be no good time for a person unsaved when he leave here.
That's right.
He lost his good times when he leave here.
Yeah.
It'll be hellfire. A lot of folks we understand don't believe in hellfire no more. But because they don't believe it, don't make it so.
Amen.
That is a burning hell out there waiting on the souls of men that refuse to bow here in this time world to his authority. There's a heaven that's waiting for all the blessed ones that live for him, kept his commandments, and did that which was right. And when the call came out, they were just happy to go because they had made peace with God. The old account was settled long ago. All right, next verse.
Marvel not that I said unto thee.
Don't marvel. Don't be act like it's something strange, or you don't know what it means, or carrying on with it. But because I said unto you, don't marvel. You must be changed. That's what he's talking.
Yes.
You must be changed. Your life must be changed. And God bless our hearts tonight. If there's not a change in our life, from death to life, we don't have Bible salvation. Because if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. The old life, that old life that we used to live, it passed away, and behold, all things become new. He takes out the want to. The thing that we used to love to do, he takes that out. He takes that old heart of stone out, this hard and refused to bow and refused to give up this or that. He takes that out without cutting on the flesh and give you a new heart. Hallelujah. And he don't stop there. He give you a new spirit. You know about that Bronco spirit you had, you brothers, before you got saved? Oh, they say he hit the ceiling. That's the same, but which means he got mad. He didn't like what went on. But now, listen, there is peace like a river. You can have your private well.
Amen.
You can have your running river, your running springs, all of that. And the scripture says in Psalms, I think, what is it, the 80, maybe the 87 Psalm, all of my springs are in her. There's a spring of love.
Yes.
There's a spring of patience. There's some gentleness in there. There's patience. There's long suffering. It makes you treat your wife right. Ouch. It'll make you bring your money home and give it to her. I don't say give all of it. You give her her share. Is it still amen? Amen. Some of the men said, this is my money. I work for this money. Well, she worked for you while you was working for the money. I wouldn't have a woman's job. I used to razz my wife about you ain't done nothing. Taking care of the baby and dusting here and there and sat down all day. One day my daughter brought them two children of hers and left them with me, and they went off and only be gone about half an hour. They stayed about 3 hours. And when they came back, I said, don't you need them children you no more. If I have to keep them, we're going to get in the car and ride with you. It's a big job the mother has running a house and taking care of children. That's a big job. Don't you think she's there doing nothing if she got children? May God bless us. I appreciate the testimony from the wife and the husband back there tonight. You're getting ready. You got on the right track and you're getting ready to live. And you're getting ready to make your home a happy home. God designed it that way. For this cause shall a man leave his father and his mother and cleave unto his wife, and they twain, two of them, shall be one flesh. That's the reason why God bless us and help us out. God said, what God has put together, let not man put asunder. When you say, well, I married the wrong man, I say, well, that's your problem. When you stood up there, up until you come here, you can say it. No, I'm back over. When you sign that line, and say, I will, that goes up to heaven and is recorded. And I don't think there's no man can even go up and unrecord it. Because God instituted marriage. And that's he fixed it so that marriage is honorable in all. Homemongers, and a bed is, marriage is honorable in all and the bed undefiled. But homemongers and adulterers, I am going to judge them. God's going to judge them. Life is short at its best. All right. You must be born again. Now, in order to do this, you must first, I'm lost. I'm not saved. I don't live like God would be pleased with my life. Because I do things and I get condemned. I say things that the Lord don't like and my heart condemned. Go to sweating. Getting nervous because something told you. Remember that when they locked, who's that? The Hebrew children went in that fiery furnace? That old king didn't care nothing about God. He didn't fear man. But because of those children of his went down in there, and bless your heart, he went before them and was down in there when they got there. And that old king had a chance to see. He said, thou did not we put three in there? Behold, I see four, and the fourth is likened unto the Son of Man. Who told him they looked like? People are not as dumb as they claim this a long time. They know a lot of things. The problem is we're not living up to what we know. That's where the problem comes in. The second is likened unto the Son of Man. All right, bless your heart tonight. 118, Isaiah.
Come now.
I want you to come.
Together.
Come now and let us, you and God. He want to reason with you. He's the very reasonable God.
Yes, the Lord.
God said it.
Though your sins be as scarlet,
they
shall be as white as snow.
They'll be white as snow. All right, hold it right there. Hold it just a minute. You find out that you're lost, and your heart is heavy, burdened down with guilt and with sin, and you decide, I want to change my life. I don't want to live this way. I don't like the way I'm living. I don't have to ask you that. I've got in trouble and found myself talking out loud to myself, wondering how did I get in this mess at the first place? And I'm sure I'm not the only one. So God began to deal with your soul, and you begin to think now, how can I get out of this? All right, here's where the good old saint brothers and sisters comes in. I know an old person that I've been watching him a long time. I'm going to go and talk to him. The saint of God is to attract people that are lost to them by the way they live. I wouldn't say that, but they see you as the God, so I say attractive. Are you adorning the doctrine, making attractive the way you draw people unto you? And then once you get a man's confidence, you can tell him anything you want to tell him, and he'll believe what you say. You gain his confidence. He said, I got confidence in that man right there, and I believe he'll tell me which one's right. But advice and grace of God, help us not to disappoint these unsaved people that surround us from day to day. Because if you disappoint one and show him something else, he may leave and never come back. Because he had so much confidence. I knew of one time, he said, if that man done what he said done, ain't nobody in the building safe. He's just that much confidence in him. So you and I, his life is cut off from the earth. Who shall declare his generation? You and I are to go forth, come out here to this little building and get your baskets full of as it were, with the good things of God, what you've received over this pulpit, and then go out and give it out to the people. Didn't it say something about ye are my epistle or something like that?
Yes.
Known and read of all men?
Yes.
Not written with pen and ink, but by the living Spirit of God? Written epistle?
Yes.
Known and read of all men. That's these people that are reading your life and my life. They may not read the Bible, but they're certainly going to read your life if they live around you. They're certainly read that. And if you don't give them the right impression, you're going to hurt somebody. God help us out tonight. I hope you get what I'm trying to say. Come and let us reason together. I want to talk to you about what you're doing. It won't fit the kingdom. It won't fit heaven. And when you die where I am, if you die in your sins, you cannot come. Well, I sin more or less every day. That's what I've been told. We sin a little bit more or less every day. And I get down on my knees and repent tonight, and I come out tomorrow and do the same thing. It don't work like that. God said somewhere that he was tired of repenting. Sometimes we go on our way, do as we please. I'm grown, I do what I want to do. And I can sin whenever I get ready, then I'll get out on my knees and ask God one foot, ask God to forgive me, and he'll forgive me. And come right back and do the same sinning Christians. May the Lord help us. If you've ever tasted and you found out that the Lord was good, and if you did taste, you knew right there, not think about it, you knew he was good if you got saved. Because the first thing we get when we repent is love. Joy. The sweetness of heaven comes floating in, and we feel ourselves so small. Just tell me what I need to do. That's all I need. Just tell me what I need to do. And if we'll, that simplicity, we need to keep that simple childlike faith. Keep it from now on down to the end of your life's journey. Because if we can stay little in our own eyes, God can use us. Child, you tell your little child something, you better do it because he ain't going to forget it. Daddy, you told me that you was going to give me a chocolate bar or something or other if I would be good, if I did this and that. And you go on and forget it. He's going to remind you. He's not going to forget it. I want to reason with you. And what he want to reason with you about is moment by moment and day by day you're coming closer to the end of your journey. That's what I want to talk to you about. You have a soul that ain't going to never die.
Yes.
It's going to live on somewhere out in the beyond, either in the presence of God or out in that burning lake. And there'll be no friends over there. We'll be alone. It's going to be a fearful sight. I want to reason with you. Now, may God bless us tonight. When you get saved, you're automatically a member of the church of God or God's family. You're one of his child. You've been born again by the Spirit, by the blood, by the water. You've been cleaned up of all your committed sins. All of them. He don't have to do nothing. The blood, it'll cleanse your heart and keep it pure. But there is a continual yielding to God. Yielding to the Word of God. Yielding unto what you're told, what's right. Just yielding. The youngest submitting to the elder. Being little. And yea, all of you be subject one to another.
Yes.
The pastor came, well, I had one to tell me one time, I'm an ordained minister. A minister. You can't tell me nothing. I said, thank you. And you know when a person says that, he's telling the truth. You can't tell him nothing. Because he's hard-headed and he thinks he knows it all. And if he said, you can't tell me nothing, he told the truth because he meant just what he said and said what he meant. But God ain't got no hard-headed saints. Huh?
Amen.
God's saints are not hard-headed, is it, Sister Sheehy? No.
That's the word.
They're not
hard-headed.
If thou would have, then just save it from heaven. Walk by thy side from the morning till the evening. There is a rule each day you must follow. Humble yourself to walk with God. It's easy when we get started right. Get your foundation laid right. You lay your foundation when you come here to repentance. Scripture says, so much go on, therefore, and not laying again the foundation from dead works, faith of God, so forth. When you come down here, this is where you lay your foundation, right down here. If you'll dig deep right there,
yes,
lay a good foundation, and forget about all that stuff. I've done counted the cost. I've done counted it up and got it going up together. And I'm leaving it right now for all of time. And just as sure as you do that and make a deathbed consecration out of it right there, God will meet you there. We had a sister up there, she's still saved, about been 10 years ago, I guess. She wasn't saved, and Easter Sunday was coming up. And she had told her husband, "I'm going to get saved." And when she came out to the chapel that Sunday morning, not because it was Easter Sunday, but she said, "I settled it last night in my bedroom. I settled it, and the Lord saved her." She's still saved. One of the best saints we got up there in that part of the country. And she's still saved tonight. And so when you count it all, gather it up, give it to God. He'll take your baggage, or your baggage of rubbish, trash. He'll anoint your soul with the joy bells of heaven. And He'll erase all the committed sin. Now you got a clean body. I'm ready to offer it unto God now. Before, you couldn't go to Him. Sanctification is for people that's already justified. It's not for the sinner. It's not for him. And so when you give your heart to God, there's a growing process. You start growing right then and there when you say, "Tell me what I need to do. That's all I want to do. Just tell me what I need to do." When saints of God, be on your guard. There's a situation that comes around sometime. I'm grown too. I'm a man. I know what I want to do. They can't tell me what I want to do. God help us. Man told me one time, "You can't come here and tell us how to run this place." I was shocked. "You can't. I didn't come out here to tell you how to run Bakersfield. I'll tell you that now if you don't. If you got that big congregation, big troubles. And I got enough out yonder, that little handful we got out yonder. I'm no part of trying to run Bakersfield. This didn't happen in Bakersfield. This was way someplace else. But people get those ideas. But I hope you all have passed that station in life. If Brother Bruno come out here and try to tell you how to run Bakersfield, I hope you're not that weak. Because that's all it is, weakness. And you tell somebody else, "You can't come out here and tell us how to run this place." Bless your heart. And two sisters, they got up, the building was packed. "Brother Bruno, me and my sister both been talking about you, and I want you to forgive us. I'm sorry. Right before the whole congregation." Now, that's God. They were saved and they'd done said things they had no business saying. But one said, you can't come out here and tell us how to run this place." They never took that back. Bless your soul. He can have it. I'm having a good time myself with that little handful I have up there. I'd like to see the building get full, saved, but big congregation, big troubles. Get something started and go, "I ain't gonna have nothing to do with it. Go tell the pastor." Now, he may get home 4 o'clock in the morning sleeping and resting. And then you gotta call him. Get him up. We need help. Poor old preachers. All right. Going to reason with. Was that all of that, sister?
Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool.
I want to make them soft. That deep dyed red color, I want to make them white as snow. Wash you, make you clean, put away the evil from before mine eyes, learn to cease to do evil, learn to do well. That's what he wants us to do. What does it say, sister? You're right. You got your book open there. It says something about right above that.
"Well, speak judgment, relieve the oppressed, judge the fatherless, plead for the widow."
Yes. Amen. All right. Judgment. Sometimes we get a little cagey when judgment begins to fall. But in that same book, that same chapter, read the 27th verse. I believe it's correct.
"Zion shall be redeemed with judgment."
Who is Zion? Who is that? Is that over yonder outside of Bethlehem? "Zion shall be redeemed with judgment."
"And our converts with..."
Those that get saved with righteousness. Going to be redeemed. That's the way they're going to get saved. And here we go to crying sometime because judgment is coming forth. All right. The scripture says somewhere in Isaiah again...
Father, he would lay righteousness to the plummet and judgment to the lion. He was not, he's not playing when he comes to those places. It takes judgment to keep Zion clean.
Amen.
Without any judgment, you're wasting your time.
May God help us. I want to save your soul. 12:22.
Hebrews 12:22.
Yes, ma'am.
But ye are come unto Mount Zion.
You've left the wilderness and you've come to Mount Zion.
And unto the city of the living God.
Where the holy people live.
The heavenly Jerusalem.
There's a heavenly Jerusalem.
And to an innumerable company of angels.
So many angels in this place tonight. You can't see them with this charge with angels. The angel of the Lord encampeth around about those that fear him to deliver. They're in you. You can't see him, but he see you.
Yes.
And if I tarry long, God bless us to behave ourselves in the house of God.
Yes.
An innumerable company of angels.
Thank you.
All right. It says something about see that you refuse him not. Is that close by?
25.
Read it.
See that you refuse not him that speaketh.
Don't you refuse him.
For if they escape not who refused him that spake on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven.
All right, that's good. We've got to cut off some of our time. This time's gotten away from you. But this is Saturday night, though. Maybe God help us. An old time revival, 2-3 hours was just common. May not be many people here if I stay here 2 hours. I ain't going to stay here 2 hours. Don't get shaky. But I certainly would love to see somebody get saved. Let come and try. They say God is dead. Well, they that say God is dead, to them, he is dead, in a sense. But my God is alive forevermore. I'd like for you to try mine. He's not dead. He is very much alive. He's still in the saving business. He's in the healing business. He's in the delivering business. And he works all things after the counsel of his own will.
God bless us and help us out.
All right. What's the next? Ecclesiastes?
Psalm 48.
Psalm
42. Uniform with situation. The joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion. On the side of the north, the city of the great king.
The great king. She is beautiful for situation. Now, whatever arises, if you are in Mount Zion, it's going to work out for God's glory and your good. And we look at it another way. Mount Zion is situated in such way that if you come from the north or from the south or from the east or from the west, you can get into Mount Zion if you want to.
Yeah.
I believe that somewhere in the Revelation it says something about a city which was 15 furlongs and they had 12 gates. There was some on the south side and some on the north and some west, some east. Whatever way you come from, you can come in through the gate and get into the city if you want to be saved.
Yes.
I dealt with a man back home. He was in World War II. He said, Brother Bruno, I just feel like I've gone beyond the reach of God. I destroyed. He was in that unit they call search and destroy. Anybody been in the army in here? They had units. If the army was pushing toward a place, they had a mission. They had special trained men to go up there. And if they come into a little town, a little hamlet, don't leave. Nothing can make a noise in there. That included little innocent babies. And he said, I was in that unit. And he said, I just don't do that. The Lord will forgive me. I said, you did it. You did it by orders of the army. I said, if you can get to the place where you can feel sorry for what you've done in so much, you are willing to go down and get the very last bit of it out of your heart and repent of it, God will save you.
Amen.
He said, I believe you. I believe you're saying me right, but I just don't feel like I get saved. And he went on out. It's a sad sight to see our loved ones come to that place.
They ease out in. It seemed like they slipped right through your fingers and nothing you can do about it. Just slipped right on and went on out. God has said, all that the Father has given to me will come to me. And the part there, somebody said about in him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast him out. Now, however the first part of that is, we can just let that be if you want to. But the last part, he said, if any come unto me, I will not cast him out. Your job and your duty is to come.
Yes.
The Spirit and the bride say come.
Yes.
Let him that heareth say come.
Amen.
Let him that is athirst, let him come.
Yes.
And drink of the water and take of the water of life freely. He wants to give you Bible salvation, not religion. I'm not talking about religion. Religion will not stand the judgment shot, but salvation will. When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound and time shall be no more, and the resurrection morning bright and fair, and the saints of all ages gather on the golden shore and the road is called up yonder, I'll be there. I am going to be there. I'm going to see to it. Well, it ain't nobody be saved, but 144,000. I told a lady, I said, there'd be one extra. You see 144,000, now it's going to be one extra, and I'll be that one extra myself. And there's going to be more than that. They was confused. They know what they was talking about. But you see, all we can truthfully speak of, Brother Isaac can't speak for Sister Sherman. In a sense, he can. Brother here, he can't preach for her, and she can't speak. He is going to make his own peace in his heart, and she will, I will, every individual.
Amen.
And when you, if you're going to tell it like it is, you can only give an account of yourself.
Amen.
That's all. God bless us and help us out tonight. Well, 7:17, Ecclesiastes, you will soon be finished.
Be not overmuch wicked,
mm-hmm.
Neither be thou foolish.
Don't be foolish.
Why shouldst thou die before thy time?
Why should you die before you... Oh, you can die before your time, Brother Bruner? That's what their book said. Well, I thought you said we come here to live a certain time. I said that, yeah. But God said, be not overmuch wicked. Don't drown yourself in perdition and sin and wickedness and crookedness, because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily. Therefore, it is fully set in the hearts of the sons of men to do evil. Back yonder, when you did something wrong, they took you out and give you the works right then. But now, the mercy of God is covering us, as it were, and we can go on and on and do as we please. But know thou this, go on, O young man. Do what you want to do. Get that 11th chapter of Ecclesiastes there, brother, about the last verse or two there. One of them says something about us. I think it says something about us. I saw the wicked buried. Is that verse there close? I saw the wicked buried, which had come and gone from the place of the holy. That's good enough. Go ahead and get that verse down there where it says, rejoice, O young man, in the days of thy youth.
Rejoice, O young man.
Rejoice, O young man, and old men too. Go ahead and do what you want. He's not telling you to do it, but you are free. And if that's what you choose, you go ahead and do it. All right.
Rejoice, O young man, in thy youth.
Have yourself a ball, as you call it.
And let thy heart cheer thee.
Just do everything you want to do.
In the days of thy youth.
Go where you want to. Come back when you please.
Walk in the ways of thine heart.
Yeah, my heart is telling me to go over here and commit. I know something I've been wanting to do a long time. I'm going over here and put it off.
And in the sight of thine eyes.
Yeah, my eyes. All that's in the world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life. It is not of the Father, but is of the Son. The world passeth away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God shall abide forever. Yes. Hallelujah. All right, what else?
But
I want you to know one thing.
That for all these things,
that you are doing,
God
will bring you to the judgment.
Yes.
He's going to bring you there.
Therefore, remove sorrow from thy heart, and put away evil from thy flesh. For childhood and youth are vanity.
Oh, I'm young. I'm a young man. I'm a young woman. I got a long time to live. I conducted a funeral. The casket was about that long. That tells me it was a baby in there.
Yes.
You have no promise of tomorrow.
Yes.
for death is on its way. How sad would it be when Jesus said, it's too late. Too late to pray. All right, there are going to be people going to be running and crying for the rocks and mountains to hide them, but it's too late now. I'm going to bring you to the judgment. God help us. I've got so much to put in, but I guess I'm going to have to quit. But anyhow, the Bible says over there, life is short and it's fleeting. Job 14:1. We're going to skip something here, I guess, and try to get this. Someone get 1 Peter 4:17 and 18. Call it out for us. We'll try to wind this up quick as we can and let you go home. We'll be looking for you back tomorrow night.
Job 14:1.
All right, let's see. And there's Jeremiah 48:10. All right. Isaiah 28:17. That should be all. Oh, yes. No. Micah. Someone get that for me. Micah 3:12. All right. Read that one first.
Therefore
shall Zion for your sake
be plowed as a field. And Jerusalem
shall become heaps.
And the mountain of the house as the high places of the forest.
All right. Just that one verse. And the part I want to get out of there is Jerusalem, or Zion, or the Church of God here in Bakersfield, in Ohio, and every place else, shall be plowed as a field. Of course, maybe you folks don't know about plowing in here with the old-fashioned type. If you had to do that by hand, would you walk along? And in the spring of the year, you plow up lizards, you plow up snakes, frogs, scorpions. Because they're laying there when you go to getting warm, they go to coming up toward the top of the ground. And you talk about running back and turning the plow loose, jumping out of the way. It is a snake. He's cold and rolling around down there. And Zion, why do you plow up Zion? There are things hid that needs to be brought out in Zion. Cry loud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their righteousness. Big problem? Show them their iniquity. And Israel for sins. So there needs to be some plowing done. I'm going to tell you something, saints. Me and my madam, when we started out, we got saved quite a few years back. And we started out not covering for one another's faults. My wife would get after me today if she sees something she thinks I shouldn't do, maybe it might not be like it all. And I'd do it the same way, and we have never fallen out of it. But it has worked some good things out in our home. Young couples, we started out when we were both young. But we agreed among ourselves. Now, if you see me making a mistake, I want you to tell me about it. Don't let me get away with it. And she's the same way from her side, and it has worked wonders. And it all depends on how you start out is how you'll be able to operate. If you start out wrong, it's going to be hard to write the thing up. Zion shall be plowed as a field. Plow up them little defects, those little faults, the little no-harm things. Plow them up so you can see them. Bring them out in the open and get rid of them. All right, what else we have there? Zion shall be plowed as a field. Who did I give anything out? Anybody?
Joe. 14:1.
Read it.
Man that is born of a woman is of few days and full of trouble.
Man that is born of a woman is of a few days. That verse of that song he said something about it. The longest life is just a short time here.
Yes.
Born of a woman is full of trouble. Man that is born of a woman
is of a few days
and full of trouble. He comes forth as a flower. And is cut down.
He fleeth also as a shadow.
He fleeth
and continues
as a shadow. And he's going to stop somewhere.
Yes.
One place that not too far away from that, it says, man is born unto trouble as the sparks fly upward. Just as sure as you see sparks around in the wood down there, it's going to fly up. And man is just that sure he's going to have trouble.
Yeah.
man that's born of a woman. Trouble will come. But God bless us. We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Pray always. Don't be slack in your prayer life. That works wonders in your home. Everywhere else for that matter. Keep you saved if you will. All right. There was one more, I think. Let's see, what was that?
Jeremiah 48.
All right, read it.
Cursed be he that doeth the work of the Lord deceitfully, and cursed be he that keepeth back his sword from blood.
All right. Just that one verse. That was 48:10. All right. We'll try to stop here, I hope. Cursed be he that doeth the work of the Lord deceitfully. And cursed be he that keeps back his sword from blood. All right. Paul said, some preach of contention, strife, when he had bonds to my affliction. Do you think all them people died when Paul died? Not hardly. The devil has been a devil all along, and he's going to be a devil until the end of time. And he's going to still work like he worked before, only it's intensifying down here in these later days because we're coming close, we're near the end. It won't be long. This old world is going to fold up, children, because all of the signs is pointing to the second coming of Christ. Yes. And when that comes, and there's not very many of you getting saved anymore, when the time comes, when people quit getting saved, the end will come right there. All right, deceitfully. Not sincere. Oh, I knew it better than anyone else. Any kind of thing, but exactly like it should be. And cursed be he that withholdeth his sword back from the blood.
Yes, Lord.
All right.
Lord.
Brother Archie, do you shave?
Yes.
Do you ever cut a bump and bleed? Do you stop when you see the blood? You keep shaving. That's right. All right. Now, what I mentioned a while ago about the husband and the wife, there are things sometimes happen where we sweep that up on the rug. Shaving clothes, and that may get some blood. And it may be mama, papa, wife, husband, children. But don't stop shaving. Hold it right there. Because God said, I wound and I heal. I kill and I make alive. If the word of God will kill you and kill you outright, it'll bring you alive again. And if it wounds you, he can heal that wound. He can heal every broken heart. And so, don't hold back your sword because you see blood. Now, I believe it's indicative when we're getting close. You know, sometimes, he sure preached tight that night. I was kind of jumping around in my seat. He was coming close. Just keep on shaving. When a child cries, don't spare the rod. You're gonna save his soul. Just keep shaving. Don't quit. I believe we'll stop right there. If there was nothing else, I gave out. May the Lord help us out tonight, because what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for just a little while and then vanisheth away. May God help us with judgment. If there's no judgment laid down, right in this town, the police. I know they're crooked, this, that, and the other. But if were it not for the police and the judge, did you know you wouldn't be safe? No way. You can go someplace and be safe. But law... the law must be applied, even in the house of God.
Yes, Lord.
Judgment must begin in the house of God, really. Yes. And if it begin at us, what will happen to the fellow that obey not the gospel of Jesus Christ? Judgment must first begin at the house of God.
Amen.
All right, and if that be the case, let's see, 17th verse here. Therefore also will I lay the line... will lay to the line and righteousness to the plummet, and the hail shall sweep away the refuge of lies, water shall overflow the hiding place.
May God help us.
I wish I could tell it like they tell me Brother Robinson used to tell it, but I can't. But I like to see people get uneasy when the gospel is going forth. Go to getting fidgety, go to getting nervous. I know God's dealing. I haven't been able to observe it yet, but I believe God has spoken to somebody in here tonight. Word of God, God don't just go out saying things to fill blank spaces. May the Lord help us. Our life is so short and so fleeting. What is your life? Think it over. Would you say that one soul, you only go this way one time? Don't try to protect and save that old life you've been living. It's going to perish up or down. Whatever happens, the old life, we're going to be destroyed if we hold on to it. God wants us to desert it. Get rid of it. And if we've been, haven't been as honest as we ought to, the Lord wants to help us all. Sometimes the enemy will tempt you to tell something kind of a shady. We shouldn't deal in shady deals. It may be right and may not be. Don't deal in shady deals. Be up and over the board with all your dealings, every bit of it. Because if it's unrighteous, all unrighteousness, the scripture says, is sin. All of it. God wants to save us tonight. When the Son of Man shall come in all of His glory, all of the holy angels with Him, then He'll sit down on the throne of His glory, and before Him shall be gathered all nations, and He shall separate them as a shepherd do his sheep from the goats. There's going to come a final separation, and we're going to be there, and we're going to have to give an account. You pray for us. I hope the Lord touched somebody's heart. I hope you that are already saved, be encouraged. Just keep on staying saved. That's all it is. Just one fellow told me here not too long ago, I get saved, I ain't going to be no hypocrite. I said, you don't get saved to be a hypocrite. You get gay to be a saint. Lord, help us. Let's stand. You got a good song, someone?